David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 127, The Night Before. Today is the young'un's very own Sean Cooney's last day as an unmarried man. Well, hopefully. I've been asked to be best man twice before, and both of these weddings have never happened. Sean is aware of this, but the prospect of me being cursed as best man was not enough to deter Sean from wanting me as best man. Fortunately, Sean had the idea of attempting to dilute the curse by asking fellow young'un Michael Hughes to be best man as well. I suppose this was also a good move in terms of band politics. However, I am not the kind of person to get all high and mighty about this sort of thing, and I will let Michael harbour the notion that he has been asked on his own merit, although deep down he must know the truth. One of my duties as best man is to make a speech. I haven't planned or written anything. To be honest, I'm relying on Michael to do most of the talking, as if you've seen us perform live, then you'll know that once he gets going. I'd like to think that I know Sean pretty well, and given that I spend over half of my life with him, I should be able to come up with a couple of stories easily. I don't think Sean will have any problem adapting to marriage. After all, he has managed to spend half of his life in the company of me and Michael. I'm sure that marriage will be a picnic in comparison. It'll be very similar, only it'll be in the company of someone he actually wants to have sex with. Which is more than can be said for me and Michael. It normally takes us 3 pints before he's ever interested in us. If Sean is listening to this, fear not, I will not be saying that in my speech. It will be a family-friendly speech, given that there will be children present. I will therefore be avoiding some of the more salacious stories. I shall save those for the book. The last time that I did a speech was last week at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. I wonder whether someone will follow the example of the Folk Awards audience and shout out something dollop-related for this speech. Maybe someone will shout out Pissing Dog Lady, and then I can say, well, that's no way to talk about the bride. Oh. Or maybe, just before the wedding cake is served, someone could shout, I wouldn't imagine it would taste very nice. All the catchphrases. I know that Sean was hoping for a David's Daily Digital Dollop-themed wedding, but his partner wasn't so keen. I think she was just being diplomatic, concerned that it would make Michael feel a little bit left out. I mean, he's already having a bravely soldier on with the day, knowing that he's only there out of tokenism and to counter a probably non-existent curse. He could do without having the extra insult of my popularity and my genius being rubbed in his face as people shout out my various hilarious dollop catchphrases. If there's anyone listening to this, though, who wants to book a dollop-themed wedding, then get in touch with me and we'll discuss the best package based on your budget. I'm probably going to have to write tomorrow's dollop first thing in the morning before setting off to the wedding, as the wedding celebrations will be lasting all day. Now, I'm not saying that I want something to go wrong with the wedding, but at least then if it did, that would mean that there'd be something actually interesting to write about. And also I'd actually have time to write about it, because there wouldn't be a wedding happening. But I think that it would be reckless of me to turn up at the wedding having not done that day's dollop, only for the wedding to then take place, leaving me with the tough decision of whether to let the 360 days blog challenge fail, or to quickly run home, type that day's dollop up, and then leg it back to the wedding and hope that no one notices. I mean, it's not like I'll be missed, surely. I mean, there are two best men, for goodness sake, so surely Michael can take the flack. So I'll have to do the dollop before the wedding, which means that you'll have to wait until Sunday to find out whether the marriage took place, unless something happens tonight, of course. Well, I am going out with Sean tonight, so something could happen. What suspense.